Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Okay, let's talk about the tight ends. Matt, there's no doubt that Dalton Kincaid is going to be a feature in this offense in some way, shape, or form. He might lead the team in targets.
Yeah.
What are your expectations for him in 2024? How high can they go and should they go?
Have you seen on social media the list of rankings? I believe it was FanDuel, and it was listing the tight ends in the NFL. Have you seen this graphic anywhere?
No.
Where do you think they had Dalton Kincaid ranked among NFL tight ends?
What are we ranking? Are we ranking production for fantasy this year? Are we ranking like talent? What are we ranking?
It was just like tight end rankings, basically. There wasn't like a specific list.
He should be in the top 10. At this point, I don't know if he can... how high you can get based on still a little bit of an unknown. So I'll say like 8.
All right. The graphic is ranking every team's tight ends. Okay.
Oh, that's the whole group.
FanDuel posted this. So there's 32. It's just like individuals. There's 32 on the list.
Okay.
Dalton Kincaid was 18th. I think there's a lot of like rage bait, clickbait stuff online. I have never seen, I don't say this lately, a stupider list than this list. Okay, let me name some of the guys who are above Dalton Kincaid on this current list. Cole Kmet, Hunter Henry, Noah Fant, Jake Ferguson, Pat Freiermuth. If any of those players have more productive seasons than Dalton Kincaid and he's not hurt, it will be a travesty. I think Dalton Kincaid is going to explode this year.
Yeah. I mean,
18.
I do too.
He's in between on this list. Pat Freiermuth and Luke Musgrave.
He's generally going, Joe told me this the other day. I asked what he was going in like ADP and fantasy. I think he's like 8th tight end off the board or something, which that's why I'm like, come on, he's a top 10 producer, and he's going to be even higher than that probably at the end of the day. What's going to hurt Dalton Kincaid, it actually is just the design of the offense and the fact that they've gone to this, you know, receiver by committee type of approach. And that's fine, but, you know, Dalton Kincaid might lead a team that has a by committee approach. So what does that exactly mean? He had a historic season last year as a rookie. I actually talked about his historic season as a rookie, and someone said, historic, what are you talking about? Oh yeah, he has like the third most catches ever for a rookie in tight end in history, and one of the guys who beat him was the guy who drafted last year, Sam Laporta in the same year. But for the Bills, most catches ever by any rookie ever, regardless of position, most catches by any tight end ever, regardless of how many years he's been in the league. That's historic. And it's only going to go up from there. I think Dalton Kincaid, I agree with you, is in for a monster season. And I really wonder how much that means, like how many targets. There are 260 or whatever, 70 targets that have to go around that are void now from Diggs and Davis. But you do have Curtis Samuel. And of course, you do have in the other guys we talked about, and then you still have James Cook involved from the backfield. I just wonder where that goes for Dalton Kincaid. Let's take a look at the depth chart and the people they have.
Yeah, so for me, I'm looking right now at Dalton Kincaid's individual stats from the season and then also his stats from the playoffs. And I think the playoffs will be a better indicator of what we could expect for him moving forward. So in the two playoff games that they played, Dalton Kincaid had 11 targets for 8 catches and 104 yards and a touchdown. I think one of the things that is a misconception of Dalton Kincaid, because he didn't have a ton of touchdowns his rookie season, from the outside looking in, people do not view it as a success. I think here in Buffalo and Bills fans view it as a success, but other people are maybe sleeping on him a little bit. So if you take those numbers and you extrapolate them through an entire season, you're looking at a guy who's going to get over 100 targets. I think he's going to be about 110 target player, which makes me think the realistic step for him is to go from 73 catches to probably somewhere between 85 and 95, somewhere in that range. Like 90 is probably the bar that I would set for him. And I think tight ends or touchdowns are going to come. I also think that, go ahead, sorry.
That's all right. If you want more on Kincaid, I want to just talk a little bit briefly about the other guys before we get out of here.
Yeah, and then I was just going to say, I also think that means there's going to be a larger workload. Dawson Knox numbers are going to be better than they were last year just because he missed so much of last season. I don't know what to expect from Quentin Morris. I think because of how much they'll use 12 personnel, they will keep three tight ends again.
Yep, agreed.
That said, though, you know, I think that's like 10 catches in a year and probably a touchdown. Like that's kind of what I'm expecting from Quentin Morris. But I do think Dawson Knox will be a valuable piece to this offense.
And Quentin Morris is like the guy that you put out there to block sometimes, then he can throw him a ball. And, you know, he's made a couple of really nice catches over the last couple of years. I think both for touchdowns, if I remember right. I mean, there was one against Miami, I remember. I think it was at the Tennessee night game. If I remember right, those were those. That said, I'm actually going to throw a little love here for Zach Davidson in the spring he had. I think Zach Davidson looked good. He was on IR all last year. I would not be surprised if Zach Davidson passes Quentin Morris. They're fighting for that third spot, I think.
Yeah, they are. That's interesting. The whole concept to me is interesting because would we both agree we did not talk about fullback? Reggie Gilliam is the fullback of this team.
He's the fullback, and he's going to be on the team.
Do you think because of Reggie Gilliam's position flexibility that they could, in a world, keep two tight ends? Or do you think that that's a non-starter?
I don't know if it's a non-starter. I would say it this way. They've kept Reggie Gilliam and three tight ends every year anyway. So why would they change? What would be the reason they change? It wouldn't be because of Reggie Gilliam.
No, it would be because of wide receiver. If you want to keep another wide receiver, and I think that they might find more value in, okay, here's the debate. What is more valuable on your roster? We're saying this before training camp has even started, but is it more valuable to keep Justin Shorter or is it more valuable to keep Quentin Morris? Is it more valuable to keep KJ Hamler or is it more valuable to keep Quentin Morris? Also, you're going to get one of those guys on your practice squad if you want to. Might not be Quentin Morris, but it might be Zach Davidson. If one of them doesn't make the team, you'll be able to get one of them on your practice squad a lot easier than you could get Justin Shorter on your practice squad. Like somebody will probably claim that guy.
Zach Davidson's crowning moment in a Bills uniform so far was when he was on the practice squad on the sidelines in street clothes and a Green Bay Packer player shoved him and got ejected from the game. That actually happened. Here's the other problem though, Matt. If you only keep two, do you think the Buffalo Bills would really risk all of a sudden you go the first series of the game and Dawson Knox or Dalton Kincaid twists an ankle and you're left with one tight end the whole game? I don't think they would do that.
Well, that's where Reggie Gilliam comes into play because you do think that he could. I mean, I remember Reggie Gilliam at the beginning of his career was kind of hanging out with the tight ends as much as he was hanging out with the running backs. We didn't exactly know what he was going to end up being. So yeah. I do think that they're going to keep three. I do.
Yeah,
I
just it's a good conversation, though.
They've got a lot of things that they need to figure out. And if Quentin Morris, even though he can help you in the, you know, the run game and special teams, if he's going to get you 10 catches, is there more value keeping somebody else?
Dawson Knox got married, by the way. Congratulations to him. Speaking of tight ends, he got married last weekend in Nashville to Alex, his fiance, and it looked to be an awesome wedding. A bunch of the players were there, but congratulations to him. And now Dawson Knox, who has been the subject of a lot of Bills fans' ire because of the contract they gave him a couple years ago, I think needs to have. They even reworked the contract, but you know he's on this team. There's no moving on from him. That's not going to happen. I think Dawson Knox needs to have a better year. You know, even when I know he had the injury last year, but they have to find a way to get him more involved, I think, Matt.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think he will. I think last year, the 12 personnel idea was such a good idea in the summer and never really came to fruition. And then the struggles that they had offensively kind of made them figure out what their identity was on the fly. I think with a full year of Joe Brady or a full offseason of Joe Brady to prepare, they will utilize a lot more 12 personnel. And I think Dawson Knox is going to be somebody that really benefits from that. I just think that he is still the better blocker of the two, but it's not like he can't help you in the passing game. I don't think that he's ever going to be a guy that completely explodes. Dawson Knox's best year as a Bill was in 2021. He had 49 catches. The next year, he followed it up with 48 catches. Those are really strong years. That 2021 year was impressive. He had 49 catches and 9 touchdowns. I don't think you'll see numbers like that, but I think you'll probably split the difference between what we saw last year. So I'm thinking he's going to be, you know, a 40 catch guy who gets 6 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, because Josh does trust him in the red zone, maybe more than anybody else that they have on their team currently. And I think that that matters.